She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
What is the federal regulation? If the state or any state can override a federal mandate, because from what I understand, this so-called 10% ethanol is supposed to be a federal mandate from 2005 for the clean air energy thing, and to get the nation off of oil and having its own energy from its own country, America. Well, I'd like to know, so give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, a friend of mine, Mario Yano, came by this morning, and we're talking story about that. And he was just going crazy. He said he saw this thing on television, Channel 2. I think it was KHON. They were at a 76 service station in some kind of promotion. And the news guy went up to this person filling that was going to fill gas in her car, a BMW. And he pushed his credit card in the machine and said, Channel 2 News is buying your gas today. And Mario just blew his mind. The lady went and pushed the 87 button for free gasoline. Wouldn't you push the 92? No, she pushed the 87. And he saw that and he was going bonkers. He couldn't believe it. Free gasoline. And she goes for the cheap one. Then another guy comes in and that guy goes up to that guy and says, Channel 2 News is paying for your gas. You got free gas today. Pushed the credit card in and took it out. And the guy was so happy. He pulled out the nozzle and hit the 87. Hello? If it's free gas, wouldn't you push the 92? Well, Mario just went crazy. He said, oh, these people. Why do people buy the cheap one when it's free? It's like going into a casino in Las Vegas and getting the $1,000 free or the $10. People would go and take the $10? I don't think so. Anyway, just to talk about that, and it was funny. Really hard to believe, you know, what people would do. So anyway, I also told him, I was looking on the AMSOIL bottle, because a guy brought in his own oil the other day, AMSOIL, and I noticed in the back of the AMSOIL bottle was no seal, the SAE seal. The SAE seal is put on there, and any oil, motor oil, that has the SAE seal cannot have metal protector. Now, how many mechanics know this? It cannot. Okay? So, the AMSOIL had no seal, so they can have metal protector in the oil. I didn't know that. I didn't know AMSOIL didn't have the SAE seal in the back. It's the same with the Royal Purple HPS oil. It doesn't have a seal in the back, so it can have metal protector. So, just thought I'd let you know, so you have a choice now. Okay? And another bill that's going It's about the safety check, 2 year versus 1 year and all that stuff. You know, folks, just to explain to you about safety check. The $20 that you pay for safety check, nothing goes through the state or the city. It's for the mechanic or the technician that did the safety check. That technician is not going to work and do it for free. Okay? Well, now, who pays the state administrative staff to do the stud, the whole thing on safety check? The taxpayers pay for that. Now, who would do a business that don't get any income coming in or any profits? Who would do anything like that? Would you run a restaurant, hire your employees, and give free food? I don't think so. Maybe that's one of the avenues the state need to look at very carefully to save money. Okay? Not the weights and measures. The weights and measures was canceled out by Linda Lingle. The weights and measures checks all scales, cash registers, gas pumps. But nobody's checking the gas pumps now. When you go to fill gas, pay attention when you lift that lever. Watch the money sign, the meter for the money. A lot of them jump 5 cents, 20 cents, whatever. It charges you before you even start pumping. So be careful of that. If it's doing that, my guess is it's not $3.60 a gallon. It's probably $3.80 a gallon. So don't be in such a rush that you don't look at the meter on the pump. Okay? Now, according to what I've seen on the computer, that SB717 cleared the state. It passed. But they had four testimony or what do you call people testify on it. Three was for leaving the ethanol in, and one was against it. Now, if three was for leaving it in, why did the Senate go ahead and just okay to remove ethanol from the gas? I don't understand this. So if somebody could call, let me know how these politicians pass bills when people are against it. Are they supposed to be working for you, the people? Or do they have their own agenda? What's the scoop? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? I'd like to really know. There was one thing that's on the mainland. Some people were saying that because of ethanol, there's a shortage of food. You know, that's not true, folks. The government, the U.S. government, gives away corn to foreign countries. America gives away food. So if they should grumble, it should be against their own government for giving away food. Don't you think? Anyway. So a lot of mechanics don't like ethanol because they say it's dirty, it burns black and all that. But those of you that saw my demonstration that I've done on Kauai, Maui, Big Island, Oahu, all of the islands, I burn ethanol and gas side by side. And those of you that saw that demonstration, did you ever see the ethanol plate burn black? These mechanics that say that ethanol burns black and damages the engine, I'd like them to see this demonstration. I really would like to see how the ethanol burns black. Vodka, that famous drink for making screwdrivers, is 70% ethanol, 30% water. So if ethanol was so bad, how can you drink it? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, you have a question about your car, oil, whatever, give us a call. Okay? Now, electric cars. I think that was on earlier this morning on the David Snow show, talking about electric cars being clean. And I think Rob had called in and asked that person about the doctor if he knew that electric cars let off EMF. That was a good call. I gotta say, Rob, you're right on. Congratulations. But anyway, electric cars do let off EMF. Just like your cell phone lets off EMF. So, you people who are constantly sticking that phone to your head is bad. Maybe that's why everybody's using text instead of talking on the phone. What do you think, Wanda?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
We have Ernie from Kapalama on the line.
Hi, Ernie.
Yeah, hi, George. I have a question. Actually, it was related to what you were just talking about. You know, I have a coworker as well as my wife who both have hybrid cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Nissan Leaf, but it's a hybrid, gas and electric.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told at the Lexus dealer that I should put the cheapest gas in there. that car is designed to run on really low octane gas, the regular gas.
Okay, number one, the dealer has no knowledge of what the actual octane of the gas is. Okay, and there is a lady that has been stuck by Lexus for using the lower octane gas. The salesman told her that. The engine got damaged after 2 years. And when she went in there, towed it in, they told her it's not under warranty because she used substandard gas. So she said to the service department, wait a minute now. Your salesman said I can use the cheap gas. And when they went to talk to him, he said, no, I didn't say that. So, if they say something, always say, can you put it in writing and sign it? But, the only gas that is over and is safe to run is the Shell Premium V-Power.
Right.
The last testing we did yesterday, the octane of the Shell V-Power is right at 90.5, the highest in the state. And we tested the lower grade, the 87, is way below 87. And 87 is the lowest you can go on even a weed whacker. So...
And you know, the other thing you were saying too, like with this electromagnetic field, that applies to hybrids?
Yes. Yes. See, way back, if you try to think about it now, way back, Long Beach, California, they used to have a racetrack there. And that's where I used to go a lot. And they shut it down because a subdivision, residential area, moved and built right next to it. The people complained about the noise, so we lost that racetrack. 2.5 years later, it came out in the news that the people living there came down with cancer. The high power lines over that area cause cancer. So I went to find out why, and they said it's EMF. The EMF caused it.
Yeah, I remember that. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so when they start talking electric motor, electric wires, power plants, oh, that thing really throws up EMF to me.
You know, the other thing, like, say, like, you hit, like, it's not such a problem here, I guess, but, like, you got in some really deep water, and that car, that battery got wetter.
It can electrocute you.
It can electrocute you?
Yep. It's 600 volts.
You don't think maybe that there's a circuit breaker or something that would...
No. No.
A fuse, maybe?
No. No. The two terminals are right there. There's fuse on it.
Yeah, because there's no way the battery could have a fuse.
Yeah. No.
Boy, I better stick ride with my old Chevy.
That's the best, boy, I tell you.
Okay, George, I'm going to tell my wife.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love you.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing a lot better this week. Just to answer some of your questions. You know, on the federal mandate,
mm-hmm.
when you read them, if you look deeply, you know how they're always like 200 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Usually in the back 100 pages, there's all the ways out of it. If it's what they call a unfunded mandate, you know, like in other words, if the federal government says, we think all cars, you know, all police cars should be red, but they don't fund it, then you can go back and say, hey, we can't afford to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but you know what? When I was looking at it, do you remember when they used to have blended pumps
mm-hmm.
for the Sunoco? Well, I just read an article that they're trying to bring that back for ethanol on the mainland.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah, you're going to have a choice between up to 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like 10, 15, 40, 50, and 60.
Good idea.
Now see, this is why when I get in an argument with somebody about ethanol, this is the part I don't get. It's blowing up everybody's cars, but all over the mainland, they keep using it. You know, I know people always get mad when I say that.
What about Brazil?
What
about Brazil? They've been on it since 1955.
No, I just said it's just funny. It's not that I'm laughing at them. I'm just, you know, we get these ideas in our mind, and I'm like, did your car blow up? Well, you know, I had this. Well, did you ever have that? Well, yeah, of course. Why do you think there's auto shops? Look at every car dealer. They got a, hey, you ever been to any car dealer? The service department was empty? I mean, come on. This stuff, they work on. Stuff breaks. From the factory, it breaks. But, yeah. And then, like you said, just like, you know, you're talking about when they give you free gas and you take the regular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, remember 2 years ago, what were we paying for gas? Like $4.50, $4.79 a gallon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the people today are still buying premium because the gas is cheaper?
Nope.
No, they're just conditioned. So you go free gas, they go. See, the only time people buy when it's free is when you take them to dinner. And they find out that you're paying, and then they go, oh, Bob, you're buying dinner? Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to eat steaks.
Right. I want the lobster. I want the steak. I want that number one champagne. I want the dessert. Matter of fact, I have three of the desserts. And then my last point is when you said, how can legislatures pass things that people don't want? Whatever property tax or rate hike that anybody wants. And 100 people will go there and tell them all the reasons why they shouldn't raise the tax. And they go, okay, thank you.
But they raise it.
Yeah, and the next year they raise it. And then when they run for office, you go, why did you? Well, you know, if you reelect me this time, I'll fight for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you reelect me one more time, I'm sorry. You know, last time I couldn't get it done. But if I had one more chance.
Yeah. So, my advice to the people, anyway, climb the coconut tree.
Right. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, you know, there's a lot of news, especially in the front page, about rail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just can't help but to think about it. We need so much of our iconic infrastructure, our iconic landmarks that are really in bad shape that they could be using some of that rail money on. So it's like, I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but I was just relaxing. You know, in the state capitol there, you know, they have those stone benches there. And I just thought, I'll lay down and listen to some music. And I'm looking up at the ceiling. Then I start looking around, and I can see the Hotel Street side entrance where they have the ramp, where the wheelchair ramp, and that whole area. That needs to be taken apart and put back together again. The whole state capitol really needs a renovation job. I mean, what do you think of it?
That's sad.
Have you seen the state capitol lately?
Yep.
I remember taking pictures of it from Punch Bowl close up 2 years after it was completed when I first came here in 1971. What an iconic landmark. You know, the water, the pools, that's supposed to depict the Pacific Ocean surrounding Hawaii, like surrounding the state capitol there, the two volcanoes that make up the Senate and the House of Representatives. It's a beautiful building. And it's going, it's going
to pot.
Yeah, it's almost like you get the stone saying, hey, please, fix me, clean me. I mean, it's almost like it's crying out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they, all this, and I was in Pearl City recently. There, all that construction going on, they told me it was for rail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and look at all this over-budgeting. They underestimated how much it's going to cost. That money alone that they're overestimating between the cost, the amount that they said it was going to cost and the amount that it's actually going to cost, they could fix the state capitol and all the rest of these buildings. You know, Grand Central in New York is New York City. It was run down. You know how it looks like today? It looks like shiny and new. They could do the same thing to the state capitol.
No, they're not going to.
Yeah, and you know, it's sad. It really is. And you know, the tourists that come here, you know, they go see the state capitals,
oh, yeah,
different states, you know, like New York, mm-hmm, and California and Missouri.
It's very embarrassing.
It is. We have to do something about this.
Tell your representative that.
Yeah, I'm gonna write. Not really. When you think about it, I'm gonna do that because it's an eyesore. It's a beautiful building, and it should not be an eyesore. It should be the beautiful building
I
saw in 1971. Oh, I meant to ask you. You talked about ethanol that you said in Brazil. I don't mean to change, but I know you're unlimited because you got other calls. That they've been using ethanol in Brazil since 1955.
Yes.
That means that, I'm just saying it's kind of proud, that means that when I was there in 1979, went in bus tours in and around Rio, that I was actually riding in a bus that was running on ethanol.
That's right.
That's pretty cool. And if they can do it for the past 50-odd years, or 60 years, or 60 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the problem? I don't understand. We could do it, and I know there's all the talk, because it's on the front, if there was a thing.
It's called politics.
It is politics.
Yep.
You know, you can drink it, and you won't die from it. You should drink regular gasoline. You're in
You
trouble.
Did.
Wow. Well, I'm going to write. I am going to write.
Write them.
I'm going to write because
more people got to write their representatives.
Yeah, and it's got to be done because they can do it.
Yep.
It's just that they don't want to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can do it, and they can find the funds for all this rail stuff.
That's right.
They can find the funds to renovate the state, at least to renovate the state capital. It needs a job.
That one place has to be done.
Oh, then that's the one. That's where the governor works. That's where tourists go. That's where.
That's your front door.
It is. It really is. Anyway, I'll let you go, and
okay.
I'll talk to you. You know,
thanks
I'll
for
call
the call.
You soon. You're welcome. Take care, Joseph.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
We have Lana from IAR.
Hi, Lana.
Hey, hi, George. I had to call you because I want to give a testimonial as to the V-Power. You know, I listened for you so long, and I have an 06 Corolla well taken care of, thanks to Todd and you. But the point is, I always use the V-Power, and for some reason I thought I was getting too much power, okay? Because somebody that attended told me, Mrs., why you want to put that expensive gas? Go with the premium. You know, we're talking story, right? So I tried the premium, and George,
the premium is
the
V-Power.
Wait, huh?
The premium is V-Power.
You know, funny, but how come I see the difference, you know? When I put the V-Power, I have more, you know, when I pass the gas pedal, I have more, my car has more energy, especially when I'm going up the heights, yeah, all the time, mm-hmm, up and down. And when even on the freeway, I notice when I put the
You use the cheaper one.
No, there was a premium, the middle one. You don't get the
That's not premium.
One.
That's the mid-grade.
The middle one?
Yep.
The three grades, right?
Yep. You got premium V-Power, you got the mid-grade, and you got the 87 regular.
Right. Okay, but no, I don't touch the regular, but I noticed the difference. I tell you, so I said to the attendant when I went back, I said, I going to put back my V-Power because I noticed I have more. I'm not using as much.
You get better gas mileage.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you. And you know when I was going home from you folks' place?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what day, the weekday. You know, right there, the Dillingham and by the 7-Eleven. I go and cross the street, get the intersection up. Right there by the canal.
Mm-hmm.
And get 7-Eleven, Zippy's on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this lady went literally go through a red light. If I wasn't paying attention, I would have run into her. And that pedestrian, she was that close, you know, banging there. Lucky she stepped her brakes. Oh, you ought to see our car on the opposite side shaking his head. Me too. I'm like just flabbergasted. She literally went through the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
People do it all the time now.
Scary, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, post call. And I just had to vouch for that V-Power.
Okay.
I would trust in putting the V-Power if you want to get a better mileage and, you know.
Thank you, Lana.
Let the car go. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, you know, I hope you people listen to that PSA that I play. You know, it's sad, and I keep telling people, the only time you wake up is at the funeral. Why? Why does it have to be that way? The only time you put streetlights up and traffic stops is after people die. Why do people have to die before they do anything? Don't anybody have common sense anymore? I'm talking about the people running this, supposedly engineers that do the traffic lights and all that. I really don't understand. The other day, ambulance is coming down the road and nobody moves. Does anybody know what the law is at a red light when the ambulance is coming down the road? You proceed with caution across the intersection and pull over to the right. Go check it out. I don't know how these people pass the driver's test. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Howard from Makiki.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Mr. Nita. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good. So I got a 91 Miata. It calls for 87 octane. I tried the 92. It seems to run fine on the 87 octane. Shouldn't I have guilt and run the 92?
The 92 is the only one above the minimum. The minimum is 87, but the 87 is not 87.
Okay, but I understand what you're saying about that. The car runs great on the 87. I don't see no problem.
Hmm. Well, it's your car, my friend.
Okay, I'll take that as an answer. Is there any way to check the timing belt without just check the timing belt?
On timing belts, if you have a Toyota and the timing belt breaks, you don't damage anything.
So it's the same thing with the Miata. I know that already.
Okay. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Don't even think about it. The other thing, okay, third thing, are you annoyed by these people who drive around with the high-intensity headlights?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all getting blinded. Is that correct?
That's right.
So I thought that there was one time that the police were or they're going to outlaw that.
I don't know. That all those lights, according to these people that sell them, it has the DOT, what you call, certificate.
Right. As you know, sir, you know that they're fine in the country, but within city limits, we're all getting blinded, correct?
Yes, right.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what the DOT looks at.
Yeah, neither do I, because that thing is blinding. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And if you're looking for that Royal Purple Oil, the HPS, the special Royal Purple Oil, or the AMS oil, you can get it from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center is on Kapi'olani Boulevard, just Waikiki side of McKinley Car Wash. Okay? And that Crestec Cleaning Center also has the degreaser. The degreaser 2000, excellent for cleaning garage floors and whatever. And also the disinfectant spray. That's very good for your car and your home. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Hello, George. Say, this fellow has called just now on the highlights. My understanding of the highlights are more for country driving, where you don't have street lights and what have you. And if there's an oncoming car, you're supposed to turn the lights down to low until you guys pass, and then you turn it on. Turn your highlights on again. Mm-hmm.
People don't do that.
Oh, yeah, I know. It bugs the devil out of me when I'm driving at night and some guy's got his highlights in back of me. You know, what's he need those things? I'm just not aware. But, okay, I just wanted to make sure that, because he said something about a law that they were supposed to have.
Well, what he's talking about is the high-intensity headlights that people are buying. And those bulbs does have a DOT sticker on it.
But does that mean it's okay to use them for low lights?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't sure on that.
It's a low light that's bright.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got both sides. You got people with bright lights,
yep.
And you got people with no lights.
Well, I've seen that too. You know, it's 7 o'clock at night over here. It's dark already, and they're driving on Hawaii Kai Drive without any lights on.
They're trying to save energy.
Oh well, never mind. I won't say what I think on air. Okay, you take care.
Okay,
I'll see you
too.
In like a week or two.
All right.
Yeah. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, whatever. Okay? So, anyway, Ford is coming out with the most expensive sports car. Did you see it? Wanda? Did you see that sports car?
No.
Celine, Steve, if you're listening, I know you know how much it is. Give us a call. We want to know. How much is that expensive Ford sports car? It looks like a Lamborghini, but made by Ford. And talking about Ford, folks, you know that Ford logo? That Ford logo is Henry Ford's signature. Did you know that? Smart man. The first car, the cars that he made back then, ran on ethanol, 100% ethanol. Okay? So they didn't break, and their fuel lines and seals and all that didn't go whoosh.
Okay.
I don't understand. So anyway, okay, who's next?
We have Bob from Honolulu.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi, George.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? You know, people always say that they call a representative and about, you know, everything they do, they don't do it for the people. They do it for the guys who put them in office and give them their $1 million so they can be reelected.
You got it.
So I think the people should wake up and stop reelecting these dummies.
Yeah, that's great. Yep.
And I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, I've been here about all my adult life, like 63 years. And when I first came here, it was Republicans, and it was fine. But since the Democrats took over, it's a nightmare, a real nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep reelecting. What do you see a point? I don't.
I don't, too. I don't.
And most of them, they claim to be educated. I was educated pretty good.
Well, the Big Island, I give them a lot of credit because they were sick and tired of that mayor they had, and they voted for Bernard O'Connor, and he was the best mayor they ever had.
Yeah, I remember that because, well, I'm a retired manufacturer's representative and independent businessman, and I've been retired quite a few years, but I know years ago when he did that, I applauded him. But
oh, yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah. And I covered all the islands. I covered the South Pacific and the Orient. But anyways, and then, you know, like Gasahaw, what do you think, Joe? I heard that it costs more to make than it's worth.
The question I have for the world, not Hawaii, but the world, what are you going to use when there's no more oil? Then do you start to do ethanol? I don't think so. And the reason Brazil went to ethanol is because of the people.
Oh.
Their government is so good. They think about the people. I mean, think about it. The people, the country was third world. The people couldn't afford $100 for a car. Okay? If they went to hydrogen, electricity, or whatever, The people can't afford to use it.
Right.
But ethanol could be put right into the car and away they go with no modification.
But another thing, George, I'm sure you know that Brazil, they're the biggest in ethanol, but you know they make it from sugar cane?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see why we don't do that.
Because of politics.
Politics, yeah?
Yes, because, you know, in the newspaper and in the bill, the bill 717 and 743, they're stating in there that nobody came up to the plate and that's why they want to just remove ethanol. That is not true because I have proof. I have proof that 5-6 years ago, there was a sole heir of Procter & Gamble. His name was George Works. He came to Hawaii and wanted to give Hawaii $1.2 billion to do the ethanol project. Hawaii turned him down and kicked him out. Why is that?
Because we don't have politicians, we have crooks.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how can they come out and say that when that is not true? There was over 25 ethanol companies trying to start up in Hawaii in the last 20 years, and nobody, there's nobody left but me.
Yeah.
Why?
No, but I know the ethanol made with sugarcane is a better product, too.
Oh, yes. Right now, we're using Brazil ethanol from the sugarcane in Brazil. And a few years ago, I did a test. I got Hawaiian sugarcane together and made Hawaiian ethanol.
Yeah.
And compared it with the Brazil. The chemist said it's all the same, but no. When we put it in the engines love Hawaiian sugarcane.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I told the chemist, you know, you say it's the same. Just like you say wine is all the same. It's not. The people drink.
Not.
Yeah, they like one better than the other. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, it's just like the engines prefer the sugarcane ethanol over the corn. That's why Indy 500 cars run sugarcane ethanol and not corn.
Yeah, because I used to be an avid 500 cars. I was raised on the mainland, and I've been to many of the 500s in the when they used to have road races where they shut down the roads.
Oh yeah, that's something,
the 80s,
right?
These 500, yeah.
Oh, that is something.
In those days, they put alcohol.
Yep.
To spark the engine.
Mm-hmm.
But when they put alcohol in the gas, that thing roars.
Yeah.
And ethanol is, if it's high grade, it's just similar to alcohol, right?
It's better.
Yeah, okay. I figured that.
Yeah, because the other alcohol was methanol made from oil. And that's poisonous. Ethanol is not poisonous. And you can spill it in the ocean. The fishes don't die. The fishes will love you for that. They get drunk.
Oh, yeah, it's alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the molasses spill that they had, that's what we make ethanol from.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Good stuff.
That makes me not worry about putting ethanol in my car yet.
No.
But I put the regular gas sometime, too.
Try the ethanol. It's way, way, way better.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you for your time. Bye.
You are ignoring the struts and shocks on your cars. I see them going down the freeway, and, oh, it's scary. So many people are driving cars with bad struts and shocks. It is dangerous, folks. And the bad roads we have is what's causing those things to go bad. Have them checked out. It's your life. Okay, who's next?
We have Celine Steve.
Hey, Celine Steve.
Hello there. Okay, your first answer to your question. The new 2016 Ford GT that's coming out, it's going to be probably closer to 2017 before it comes out, though. But it's, they're going to be only making 250 of these cars. And the price point that they're looking at is starting at about $400,000.
What?
$400,000 per car. It is a 3.5 liter twin turbo EcoBoost 6 with over 600 horsepower.
Wow.
So it is very, very aerodynamic, ground effect, and certainly going to be a collector's car. But that's the $400,000 is the suggested retail, right? That doesn't include the additional dealer markup.
Oh, yeah, they're going to mark it up more.
they might add, the dealer might add maybe another $50,000 to $100,000 to the price tag.
Easy.
Yeah, so it's going to be something outside this season, yeah, when it comes in. Too bad it won't be there won't be any prototype being brought out to the First Hawaiian International Auto Show next week. They won't have one, though. But maybe in about maybe a year or so from down, maybe
they won't have any automatics, so I guess you're out.
Well, they'll have a paddle shifter, though. Paddle shifting,
yeah.
So it'll be all
but
controlled
still,
by computer, so you don't have to worry about stepping on the clutch and letting off the thing. Just put it in the right gear and then just bang the gears from the steering wheel.
Yeah.
That I can drive. But I also have another thing with for you. The way to solve all of these problems is real simple. All we have to do is get the legislature to go ahead and vote for to install term limits for all the politicians.
Never do that.
But think about it. If being a politician was not supposed to be a full-time job or
That's
a
right.
career, it was to do your public service and then get out. That's what the original Founding Fathers wanted. But, you know, it seems that the only thing like, well, that's why they only delimit the president to only 2 terms, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the mayor. I think he gets, 3 terms or something like that as a max. And they got to get out.
There wasn't any term limit before, though.
Well, I'm not sure about that. But if we put term limits in there, then we'll have then the Senate as well as the House of Representatives mm-hmm. change over so many years. So if we get a bad politician, or somebody that's really not looking out after our best interest, they kick them out.
Impeach them.
Well, we won't have to impeach them, but that's going to be hard to do nowadays. But you can at least vote them out, and they'll come up for election, and you know, the people can react a lot faster. Right now, it's they got to wait and wait and wait until the next round.
You got to cross your fingers, cross your legs and everything that they don't...
That's the hard thing.
Yes.
But that's it. But, you know, the funny thing is when you talk about rail, don't get me started on that because I can tell you more stories than you ever need to know about.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, I'll see you next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. Oh, boy.
Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
I thought Bob was bad.
Hey, George.
Hi.
The one politician got to get out in the Senate legislature is Mike Gabbard. He's the big culprit, right? He's in charge of the energy, the chairperson.
Yep.
And then another thing is Maui Sugar. You know, it's the last sugar plantation that we have.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't do sugar cane anymore, would that be a good place to do
it? Perfect.
Yeah, because they have the land, they have the infrastructure.
Perfect.
Yeah. And they want to shut it down.
Perfect for ethanol.
All right. Thanks a lot, George.
Thank you. Yes. Maui Sugar would be a perfect site for ethanol. And they can also build a power plant, electric power plant. And the power plant can be run of ethanol made from the bagasse. Mm-hmm. So nothing is wasted. But hello, is anybody listening? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a question, a comment, whatever. So, that's what you got to look at. Safety is number one, folks. So many times when we make recommendations of what has to be done, people always look for the cheaper stuff, like brake pads. They want the cheapest brake pad. They want the cheapest brake job. Why don't they find something better than a bicycle? Right, Wanda? Are you up? Yes?
Find something better to ride?
Yeah. I mean, people always look for the cheapest brake job, cheapest steering, cheapest everything. You want to go cheap, go with something else. A bicycle. No gas, just pedal. Chaz over there is laughing away. People, I don't know. I tell you. Anyway. Next week is the First Hawaiian Auto Show. So, take a walk through there. And if they were going to have that new Ford $400,000 car there, I would have gone. But no, they're not going to have it, so I don't think so. That is a beautiful car. Okay, who's next?
We have Jaina from California.
Who?
Jaina.
Dana.
Jaina.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Oh, hello, George. This is Jaina calling from Huntington Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening, and I'm just appalled at how I wanted to take the ethanol out of the gasoline. You know, if this was California and they tried to do that, there'd be so many people in an uproar, calling their legislatures, going to the internet and giving testimony, and going down to the Capitol or to their place where the legislature is. Mm-hmm. Ethanol is a great thing. I mean, when I'm here, because I travel a lot, but whenever I'm in California or other states in the mainland that have E85, I'm using it. And even in rental cars, I put about 2 to 3 gallons, depending on the gasoline tank size, into my gas, and I go really great. I can, it just enhances the driving. And I'm saving their cars, too, the rental companies. But anyway, I just wanted to let people know, and you tell them, I guess, that they need to get involved. And the place that they can go on the internet, just go to www.capitol.hawaii.gov, and you can learn so much and go in there and find out who your legislator is and do testimonies. 4 testimonies. That's a shame.
Okay.
That's a total
Thank
shame.
You.
You're welcome.
We have to say aloha.
Oh, aloha. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, this is Hawaii, your home. Get involved. Don't let the politician push you around like that. Get involved. Okay? Anyway, take care of each other. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR. Aloha.